Welcome back, episode number 4, Bros versus Pros. Luke, Kyler, how we doing today, fellas?
What's up?
It's a little late because of Luke, so.
It is, we are recording this late.
Well, Wednesday night. I was here 15 minutes ago, so.
Not fair.
Wow. Getting real heated already. Right off the bat. What have you guys been up to? Anything good or what?
Working a lot, and then I had my. So that was good. I returned to action. I've been out for a couple weeks. Uh-huh. We went 6-1 tonight with me back. So
okay, all right.
Yeah, pretty good.
No rust.
No. To be honest, it was like I never left.
Jump right back in, huh?
Yeah, that was on fire.
It's good. I'm glad. How are the gates doing? Not even.
Schedule is. Yeah, it's because you never come to a game, but we're 2 games out of first in the division. I had a day game today, but we lost. Mm. But yeah, actually doing decent right now. Still got a good chunk of the season to go, so see what happens.
Good, I'm glad.
Yeah, man, you should come check it out.
I will. I will definitely maybe.
Heard that before.
Go to a game before the season ends.
Yep.
We'll try. I would like to, honestly. It sounds like a lot of fun. I mean, I've been to one before, obviously, but like.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
I haven't been in a while.
Yeah, maybe I'll do it. We'll see.
Yeah, let me know.
Anyway, in the sports world, we have training camp starting up. Some teams started already. And then you got couple more teams in the next couple of days. So that should be football is going to be starting quick. I think this is the actual last week that there's not any football games.
Yeah, Hall of Fame game coming up.
Yeah, next Thursday, which is wild.
That is absolutely insane to think about.
Jesus. It's so crazy. This is the last week without football until February of 2020. So that should be fun. But I think we're going to do some previews. We're going to go division by division. And this week we're going to start off with the NFC West. Because our resident 49er fan is here.
Yeah, this is some doing some service for me, so
yeah,
I love it.
Starting off just for you, buddy.
Perfect.
So we're gonna start with let me start this. So the Rams won the division last year. They went 13-3. Obviously, lost in the NFC Championship game. Seahawks went 10-6. Lost to the Cowboys, right? Playoff game. Pretty sure.
I don't remember if I'm being honest.
Probably should have looked that up beforehand.
We'll just say they did.
I'm pretty sure that's true. 49ers went 4-12, and the Cardinals went 3-13. We will start with the 49ers.
Of course.
Drafted Joey Bosa. Nick yep. Bosa. Jesus.
Nick Bosa.
Yeah, it's late. Luke got me up late. It's Nick Bosa, sorry.
Yep.
I was here 20 minutes ago.
Added D Ford. Added Quan Alexander, Tevin Coleman, Jason Verrett. You got Jerick McKinnon come back from injury. And go ahead, Kyle, take it away.
Jimmy G coming back from injury, too.
That is true. Well, that's always true. So
I'm going to go ahead and start it off by promising a division win this year.
Oh, come on.
What?
Jeez.
This is peak confidence time right now. I just read that nice Bleacher Report article about the Niners. It's make it or break it time, Super Bowl or bust. I think that if, obviously, Jimmy's healthy, which has been the issue, he's a star. Probably, I would say he's a very good quarterback. I mean, I don't think we've had the chance to see if he's great quarterback yet. He's looked very good. And I think he has a lot of weapons. Kittle's probably, I mean,
top two.
Top two tight end in the league. I mean, it's hard to say that he's not at least in the conversation for the best tight end. Mm-hmm. Pettis is a stud. I really like him. I think he's going to have a breakout year. McKinnon coming back off injury, very talented, seeing what he can do, especially when he's not. Not the lead guy, and he's sharing the role. He's going to be able to share it with McKinnon and Breida. Breida had a great year.
Coleman.
Coleman, sorry. Yeah, Coleman and Breida Coleman, we know what he's done. He's another
like
guy
Tevin.
That
I do like Tevin a lot.
Yeah, he shares the backfield and is very productive. Offensive line's decent. Best fullback in the league, probably, or at least one of them.
Juszczyk.
Yep, and then I mean, wide receiver is the biggest question mark. But
well, you did draft two. You drafted Debo and you drafted Jalen Hurd.
Yeah,
I like Debo.
Debo's good.
Yeah, and Marquise Goodwin, deep threat down there too.
And then you signed Jordan Matthews too.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that there's
depth guy.
There's talent there. I really like Pettis though. I think that he's set up to be the number one wide receiver there.
Luke, what are your thoughts on this Niner team?
I think they definitely have weapons all over. Good offseason. Obviously, the health is, I agree, only thing that really held them back a lot last year with Jimmy G going down, obviously.
Yeah, the injuries decimated them last year.
Yeah, I mean, they got a ton of talent. I think they can definitely contend for the top spot in the division, the Rams.
That's the plan.
Rams are obviously very good, obviously. Seahawks are always there.
Their D-line is just ridiculous talent.
No, they had a really, really good offseason. Like we said, the health is the biggest thing. If that's going to be entertaining to watch, obviously.
Yeah, I think that to touch on the defense, I mean, defensive line looks great. Bosa is obviously a big addition. Buckner was good last year. Solomon Thomas, not great so far, but he's apparently got his issues figured out. A lot of his personal stuff that was going on. I mean, the defense looks all around pretty good. I mean, secondary is always a big question, but
Sherman's obviously going to be Sherman.
Yep.
And then Verrett, if he can come back, he was pretty good for the Chargers a couple years ago, but he's had injury issues.
Yep.
And then, I mean, I just don't love the secondary.
Yeah, there's guys there that have played very well in spurts, just not consistently. They're gonna have to take the next step. I think that the rest of the defense though is really solid, especially if the pass rush is supposed to be great this year with Ford and Bosa and Buckner and everybody.
Yeah, you can afford to have.
Yeah, I think
kind of lapses in the secondary when the front. Is
yeah,
that
last
good.
Year they had no pass rush, so the secondary got exposed, and I think that with all these new guys and stuff, it should kind of take the pressure off the secondary. At least that's the plan.
Yeah, I mean, the whole season, I mean, it's pretty much any team, but the whole season relies on the health of Garoppolo.
Yep.
There's no winning games if you're not. Like, Mullins is a nice backup, and, you know, you can win a handful, whatever, but you're not winning 10, 11 games. You're not winning a playoff game. Garoppolo's not healthy.
Nope, I know.
Right.
Okay. So we'll go to the, let's see. We'll go to the Cardinals. They're fun. 3-13 last year. And big fan of their draft.
Yeah, me too.
Kyler Murray, Byron Murphy. They picked up three really good receivers in Isabella, Hakeem Butler, Keyshawn Johnson. Free agency wise, they got Robert Alford, Charles Clay could be another safety net for Murray, Jordan Hicks, a good linebacker, and then Terrell Suggs for a veteran presence there. I think they can be explosive. I think they can be terrible, but I think they can be explosive.
Yeah, I think they definitely got better. I just don't know if it's enough. Definitely with Kyler Murray. And I mean, their offense, it was bad last year, but I feel like it was mostly the quarterback issues, offensive line issues too, I guess.
I think they had 15 different offensive linemen last year.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's crazy. Some potential for some weapons there. And I mean, Cliff's down there now too, and he's a offensive mastermind, like a lot of these other guys. So I think it's going to be interesting. I don't have high expectations for them, but I wouldn't be surprised to see them maybe overachieve a little bit.
I think they're a 4-win team. They don't.
I was going to say around five, 6 wins.
I just don't know about Kingsbury altogether. I just don't know if he can. I know he can coach an offense, but I don't know if he can coach a team.
Yeah.
They're just so inexperienced all around.
Big,
top to bottom.
He's a big, I think he's a player's coach, you know, a young guy and stuff. So I think that that'll help. I mean, I know, I get what you're saying. You know, you don't know if he can be that guy, but I mean, he did decent at Texas Tech. I mean, he had, they had some pretty good seasons down there.
Some bad ones, though.
Yeah, no, I'm a big Kingsbury guy, you know. Saw him in person one time, you know, fell in love. So, yeah. Very, very handsome guy.
I get that for sure.
But, yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, 4 wins, 5 wins, maybe 6.
Six, I think, is the absolute most.
It's a good year.
It's still a rookie quarterback, as much as I love Kyler Murray for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
It's still a rookie quarterback, and there's going to be some growing pains.
He needs to play 16 games, though.
Yeah.
That's going to be he's got to stay healthy.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see if he can take the big hits. And obviously, as a runner, you gotta get out of the way.
I mean, he has good targets, though. Still got Larry Fitz there. Christian Kirk had a really good rookie season last year. Exactly. They signed Kevin White to God knows what reason.
Oh, great signing.
Their defense, I mean, Pat Pete suspended for, what, six? I think six games? I think it's six.
Sure, whatever you say.
for six games. So they're gonna miss him, obviously, because they don't, unless Byron Murphy can come as a day one starter, but that's really hard for a cornerback a lot of the times. Besides Chandler Jones, they don't have a pass rush at all.
Yeah.
Unless Suggs can provide that a little bit, but I mean, he's like 50 years old, so.
I'm sure he will in spurts, but.
Right. I don't love David Johnson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a huge question mark. I don't know what to expect from him.
I don't think that's a hot take, but love him.
I don't think it's a hot take either.
What was he supposed to do last year, you know? I think he's a good player. I think he's still got, you know, he's not old by any means. I mean,
I don't think he's bad. I just don't know. Like, I don't know what David Johnson is the real one. Obviously, the offensive line
has been awful. I know the offensive line was bad, but he had less than 4 yards a carry. And
I think with some of the pressure taken off of him, though.
He had 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Well, 7 total, I guess, but he had 3 rushing touchdowns.
I mean, he's a great receiving back, too, and that's going to help.
A lot of checkdowns
this year, for sure. I think he's probably going to have a decent year with some good stats. I mean, he's not going to be, you know, the only option there now. Kyler Murray's going to open up the offense. I'm guessing Kingsbury is going to, you know, design different plays and all that for definitely to highlight him. I think he's probably, I mean, I don't want to say that he's still the biggest weapon on the offense because Kyler Murray's there now and he's dynamic, but I mean, David Johnson's done it. I still like him.
Right, but can I just tell you his last 5 games last season?
Yeah.
20 for 69, 15 for 49, 11 for 33, 10 for 35, and 17 for 62. One touchdown.
Rough.
Yeah, it's but by that point in the season, it's, you know, they're pretty much set. They're, you know, going to get a top 3 pick. I'm not saying that, you know, they gave up, but they're probably trying new things. Their coaches know they're on the way out, and everything is kind of just blew up.
17 carries in the last game of the year.
Yeah, I mean, but a terrible offensive line and no pass game. Just stack the box.
I just don't.
I get what you're saying.
I don't love
them. That's why I'm saying, like, I don't know what to think of him, because obviously he had that breakout year where he was just insane, and then since then it's just kind of been shaky. Obviously he had the injury and lost the whole year, but last year was rough.
What did we think about them just dumping Josh Rosen completely?
You got to get your guy, I guess. I mean,
yeah. I mean, if you're drafting a quarterback, you can't have a Josh Rosen with the, with them there, because then it's just not going to work. So
yeah, might as well cut ties and, you know, start fresh.
If Kyler Murray's the guy that you want, then you have to get rid of Rosen.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that – I mean, I was obviously high on Rosen, and I just don't know if you could just – it's just such a bold thing. It's such a bold thing.
No, it definitely is. I still think Rosen can be – I think he'll succeed.
I think he's just got – he's just got a lot of – to succeed in Miami, though. He's got a lot of talent, though. He has a lot of talent.
I know you've been high on Rosen for, you know, since he came out. But
yeah, you know, but I think he can – and a fresh start and a team that actually is going to want him.
Yeah.
I think he can be good.
And now it's tough to be in that situation for any quarterback, let alone a rookie quarterback and all the issues that they had. So,
right.
It's probably a good thing for him that he's out of there.
Yeah, no, for sure. All right, let's go to the Seattle Seahawks. Also made the playoffs last year. They seem to always find a way. They didn't really do much. I think their biggest addition, free agency wise, was Ziggy Ansah, who was a big question mark with his injuries as well. They drafted DK Metcalf, so I don't know how you guys, what you guys' thoughts are on him.
And they lost Doug Baldwin.
Well, their losses are huge. Doug Baldwin, Cam Chancellor, yeah. Frank Clark, Earl Thomas. Like, they lost probably more than anybody in the league. Really.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. Have high hopes for them. I mean, obviously, they're the team that I hate the most, you know, easily in my bottom three. They lost, like you said, a lot of key pieces. I don't like Russell Wilson for numerous reasons. I don't think he's a bad quarterback.
He's so fake.
Yes, thank you. He's so fake. he'll probably. He'll probably will them to a couple games, you know. I don't see them.
I see them finishing third. And
yeah, I don't see them being in the conversation at the end of the year, and I really hope that I'm right about that.
But Russell Wilson is so damn good. It's like crazy.
I mean,
it's crazy. He's never had like a huge, like Baldwin's been good. Golden Tate was good, but he's never had like that number one receiver.
Yeah, and he still doesn't.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Like, Metcalf is.
He's a straight line runner. No.
Yeah, that's
DK
all it
is. Impressive to me.
Yeah, that's. I don't know. That's going to be interesting.
I think it's a good fit for him. Because I think Russ can make him a lot better than he actually is. But as an actual football player, I don't think he's that good. I think he just looks good on the field.
Yeah, people get caught up in, you know, the one picture that he had and then his combine. I mean,
yeah.
And their drafts have been weird. Like their first round pick this year with LJ Collier felt like a reach for me. Last year reaching for Rashad Penny,
who was bad. That was bizarre. That just didn't make sense at all.
They just lost so much talent on defense. But I love Russell Wilson, so I just, there's a part of me that just thinks he's going to overcome all of this.
No, there's.
I don't see how though. Like, with those losses, I just don't. I don't see how they can even contend, honestly, for the division. I mean,
yeah.
Like I agree he'll will them to win some games, but I don't. I think it's going to be the Rams and the Niners, and I don't think the third place team is going to be close.
Because if they can continue, because Chris Carson played really well last year, actually. He had like 1,100 yards in 14 games. So if he can take that next step and then give him some help, and they did address the O-line more than they have been in the offseason. So if Russ isn't running for his life and he's got time, maybe these guys can get open, especially Lockett and Metcalf. They could just fly down the field.
That's true. I do. I like Lockett a lot. I always have.
Yeah, he's just one of those guys who's always, you know.
Undersized guy, playmaker, makes catches. I mean, There's nothing to like.
Always finds himself having like 150 yards and, you know, a 70 yard touchdown. Like,
yeah.
On three catches.
Yeah.
I could see them winning around nine games.
I think they could squeak out nine.
I think that they could see themselves in like a wild card, you know, situation if they really somehow put it together. But I still don't think so. I could, like, at that point, I don't know, because I still think the Niners and Rams are going to be ahead of them.
They have more talent. Yeah, I agree. The Seahawks defense is on paper not great.
Yeah,
I mean, you still have KJ Wright, but he's getting older. Bobby Wagner's obviously, you know, probably the best middle linebacker in the game. But other than that, though, the secondary doesn't look great besides Shaq Griffin, and there's not a lot to love on their defense, especially if Onsak Camp is not healthy.
I don't think there's a lot to love about their whole team.
Yeah.
I know that quarterback just really puts it over the edge for me, I think.
I think he's in that. I don't know. I don't think Russell Wilson's in the tier where he like automatically puts them in the playoffs just by beating him. Like some quarterbacks might be like that, but I don't think Russell Wilson is
that. But I think he did that last year, no?
But they were better last year. I mean, look at all the people that they lost. I mean,
right, but okay, but Doug Baldwin was hurt. Earl Thomas was hurt. Cam Chancellor didn't play last year, right? So that's, you know, those three guys. They have Frank Clark, obviously, but...
Frank Clark's a big loss.
Yeah, 100%. But I'm saying, like, the three big guys that they lost, they didn't really have last year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I just think there's a chance with them. I think he's a good enough quarterback, and Carroll's a good enough coach where they can possibly figure some things out and win nine.
Well, what'd they have? They had 10 wins last year?
Say it again, I'm sorry.
They had 10 wins last year?
Say it again.
They had 10 wins last year?
You keep cutting out.
You said they had 10 wins last year?
Oh, last year, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't see them having more than 10 again this year.
Yeah, I feel like 10 is the absolute max for them. And then
I would agree with that.
I don't think 8 or 9 is... I think 8 is probably their floor.
I mean, that's a good floor.
No, I agree, but I don't think their ceiling is much higher than that.
Right. Okay. We will go to the division champs and... Should have been Super Bowl champs. I said in the beginning they lost to the Saints in the championship game, and that was just not correct.
Did you say that? I
think so.
We're a little out of it.
I'm all fucking out of whack. We lost in the Super Bowl, obviously, to the Patriots.
Should have lost to the Saints.
In a horrendous game. Yeah, they should have lost to the Saints. They added two veteran pieces that, I mean, Weddle still has plenty of game left. I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah.
Clay Matthews, let's see if he can find it again. I don't really know. I'm not 100% in love with Clay Matthews, but...
Yeah.
No, I think it's just... Eh.
Yeah, that's nothing. They lost Roger Saffold off their O-line, which is huge. Lost C.J. Anderson, who played phenomenal down the stretch for them. LaMarcus Joyner, but they filled that void with Eric Weddle. And then they lost Sue, who played really well in the playoffs as well. But I think their biggest thing is Todd Gurley going to be healthy?
Yeah, that knee scares me.
Oh, I wouldn't touch him in fantasy this year. Wouldn't even consider it.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, I think I agree.
If he is healthy, though, they just need, like, it was last year, it was just him. Like, with the carries, like, they need somebody to help him out back there. I mean,
well, they did draft Daryl Henderson, who should be pretty good.
Yeah, but you never know. And he can't have that workload.
And I don't think he's going to. I think they're going to really, especially in the beginning of the year, I could definitely see them going very split to save him for the late season.
I mean, they have an explosive offense, obviously, so I don't think...
Such a good scheme.
Like limiting his carries, I don't think it's going to hurt them tremendously.
No, I agree with that.
but I still think he puts him over the top. And
well,
I don't know what to expect from him.
Well, that's another thing, though, is if he can't, do you guys believe in Goff, or do you think it's just the system itself?
I think Goff's a good quarterback.
I think so, too.
I also think Goff is a very good quarterback.
I think he, once they give him, like, the free, like, you know, reins to kind of do what he's got to do, I think he can make a lot of really good plays. And he has a lot of weapons.
Yeah, no, I think he's, I mean, it's obviously helped. He's in a scheme that's probably, you know, easy for him. Guys are always open. Got a ton of weapons, but I don't think they're always open. So I think it gives you know, people an excuse to say, like, oh, maybe Goff's not really that good of a quarterback. I still think he's pretty good.
Lazy, though.
He's lazy?
No, I think saying that is lazy.
Yeah, no, I think he's a good quarterback, and I think that you'll probably see him take another step forward this year.
I mean, yeah, there was a reason he was the number one overall pick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there was a reason for that.
Yeah.
I think a big thing which hurt them, definitely in the Super Bowl, was not having Cooper Kupp.
Yep.
That, you know,
we love Cooper
Kupp. Big Cooper Kupp guy.
You could see their offense changing just by him not being there. And I think having him back in
the last year.
Yeah, he was phenomenal.
And Josh Reynolds was good filling in, but it's still, I know it's not the same.
It wasn't the same. He did do a nice job, but it wasn't the same. You could tell the difference between Kupp and Reynolds.
No, absolutely.
But Goff's made Robert Woods look freaking ridiculous.
Oh, Woods is awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, Cooks obviously is really good with the top off. They just have a really, really good offensive scheme. And they have a lot. The Higbee and Everett, they're two athletic tight ends who can make things happen. But that offensive line definitely took some hits in the offseason. That's going to be a problem.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily crazy about the tight ends there either. I mean, they're, you know,
they're athletic.
They're young, they're athletic, they can make plays, but they're not consistent.
Also, they don't really need them with, like, to be receiving threats with those, the big three there, Cooper Kupp, Cooks, and Robert Woods.
Kupp?
Yeah, Cooper Kupp, Cooks, and Robert Woods.
Yeah. They just need to, they need to be a little safety blanket every now and then for Goff. That's pretty much what they need to do. I mean, their defense looks good. I like their secondary a lot. I mean, Talib Peters, Roby Coleman, drafted David Long out of Michigan. He's good.
Yeah, David Long's good. Peters is I've always liked Peters a lot, even though he's struggled recently. But I think he's super talented.
He's more of a... I think his name is bigger than his actual play.
At this point, yes. But I think that he still has, you know.
Oh, no, he's really
good. He's definitely good.
He's played to that level that I think if he gets back there, you know, I think right now, like you're saying, his name's a little bit like, oh, Marcus Peters is scary.
Yeah.
He hasn't played up to that, but I still think he can.
And they re-signed Dante Fowler.
Yep.
So they still got that edge rusher, which is good. To go along with, I mean, Aaron Donald's probably the best player in the league, if we're being real.
Yeah, Aaron Donald is.
Yeah. Definitely.
So he's going to get his 18 sacks. And then if you have that edge rusher and Fowler, Clay Matthews can give you a little something maybe.
Yeah, no, their defense is going to be decent just probably off of Donald alone.
Yeah, I mean, because he opens up for blockers and things like that. But I do think they take a step back, though. I don't think they go 13-3 again.
I agree.
I can see an 11-5, still possibly win the division, because I do think the Niners are going to be up there. I just have a hard time thinking the Niners are going to win 11 games after, you know, just they're going to burst with 11 games. I just don't know if I can see that.
I mean, with all the injuries they had last year, though, I mean, they wouldn't have been in that situation without, you know, losing everybody that they did.
Right.
So they, you know, they probably have a good year last year if, you know, without all those injuries, they're probably maybe 8-9 wins. I mean, if you look at it like that way, they're not making that big of a jump.
No, I don't think saying like 11-ish wins is really crazy because obviously they lost Garoppolo.
It's going to be tough in that division. It's probably going to beat up on each other a little bit too.
Tough division. Even the Cardinals. I mean, the Cardinals are going to give people fits.
No, exactly. The Cardinals can, you know, can steal a game from anybody. And the Seahawks, like we said, they're, you know, they're not dead. So
yeah, no, they're well coached. So they're going to be in a lot of games. Like,
yeah,
I can't see a Pete Carroll coach team and a Russell Wilson quarterback team winning 5 games. That part doesn't work for me. And I think once Murray and Kingsbury get a good feel of each other, especially later in the year, as assuming, you know, their O-line stays healthy and everything, they can, you know, start putting those building blocks into next season and winning some...
Yeah, Cliff
winning games against good teams.
Cliff can definitely make him look like a star by the end of the year, too.
Yeah, I think Murray's going to have a really nice year.
Yeah,
he's just got to stay healthy.
I think he'll have a good rookie season. I don't think he'll have a great one by any means. I mean, you never know. I just think rookie quarterback and new head coach and everything, it's gonna be tough. Yeah, it's gonna be tough for him.
A lot of rookie quarterbacks lately, though, they've been coming out of the gate hot.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, if anyone can do it too, it's him. He's dynamic, and I mean, he's got a great name.
He's different though, but he's just short.
Yeah,
very short. And that's the thing that really scared me when he was coming out, is like the talent's there, the arm's there, the legs are there. I think
he's deaf.
I think that that's something that you know, teams aren't as afraid of anymore. I think that it's starting to become more of a normal thing, so I'm not as worried about it. Like, for the last however many years it's been, oh, you know, your quarterback has to be 6'2 and 220 and, you know, be built like a rock, but it's not the case anymore. So I think that, I don't know, I still think we're kind of getting past that phase of that being like the narrative where every quarterback has to be, you know, fit this mold and have this size hands.
Yeah, I'm more worried about him getting hurt than his actual, you know, in the pocket size.
Yeah.
That's more where my concern is with him.
Yeah, I think he has some weight.
So we think you guys both are on the Niners win the division. You have the Rams.
You know what I am.
I still have the Rams, but I wouldn't be shocked if the Niners won it.
I think I'm going to go Rams. I don't love it, but I think I'm going to go with Rams to win the division.
All right.
And I think Goff is going to have another MVP-type season. I could definitely see that for him. Yeah, so I'm going to go Rams in that division. But I could definitely see the Niners being a wild card. Okay. Same with the Seahawks, though, for sure. Yeah, so that was the NFC West preview. I think that was good. Luke, we have a top 5 for you. Is that correct?
Yes, we do. We do.
And this one, Kyler, you came up with this one, right?
I did come up with this one.
And what was it?
Luke, I want to hear your top 5 favorite chained eating establishments.
I don't like how you said that.
So,
I figured that was the best way to put it.
Things up. Yeah, I agree. That was
good. Thank you. But chain restaurants is fine. You could say that.
Eating establishments.
Okay. What do I know?
So based on past podcast experience here, you will be surprised.
Oh, love to be surprised.
I've been surprised every time.
So would you like me to start at 5 or 1?
No, always 5.
5, come on.
Don't start at all 1. Right. That ruins the surprise.
All right. So 5, I have Taco Bell.
I can't even believe it's in your top 5. You literally said you don't like it.
Well, see, the thing is, I just was inexperienced at it, and I've really started to like it. So
you've gone how many times in the last 2 weeks?
I don't know if it's like just based on going recently. I think it's just kind of realizing that what I have gotten, you know, it's delightful.
So have you even gone recently?
Yes, I went the other day.
So you just thought about it more and how it's really impacted you.
Yeah, it's improved my life.
Pandering a little bit. You're trying to make up for saying that you didn't like Taco Bell.
No, I'm not. I got a quesarito.
The other day.
Delicious. Those are so good.
Good. I'm glad to hear this.
All right, a little low, but on your top five, but it's fine that it's on there. All right.
Excuse me.
Go ahead. Number four.
Number four, I have Moe's. I love Moe's.
Okay. Interesting.
Moe's delicious. Moe's is very good.
Do love Moe's.
I actually had Chipotle this year, not too long ago for the first time, and I think Moe's blows out of the water.
Not nearly as good, I think.
Yeah, no.
Definitely
Moe's blows it out of the water.
The queso by itself.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's just.
Oh god, it's heavenly stuff.
Yeah, that's very good. All right. So far, I've enjoyed this. I have not been surprised. I've been surprised a little bit, but I haven't been shocked.
So number three, Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Three.
I don't have it often.
Mm-hmm.
But I always love it.
Yeah, no, so. I don't have any issue with that. I'm interested to see what you put above Chick-fil-A. I mean, I guess the reason you put it there is because it's only, you know, you don't have it that much.
So I obviously, that's a phenomenal, Chick-fil-A's fantastic.
No, it's amazing.
My just, only question is, and Kyle, I think you can probably answer this because you've had one near you in the past. Is it so good to Luke and I because we don't have it as much, or is it just that good?
No, it's just that good. Like it's I could eat it. I pretty much did eat it every day in college. Yeah. So
okay, I was just because I fantasize about it all the time, and whenever I had it, it's so like delightful.
I had it not that long ago. It was great. Someone brought it in on the way to work.
I had it like 2 months ago, actually.
Yeah, no, it was always a treat, especially now that it's like something that I don't get often.
Right. Okay. All right, Luke.
All right, so two and one I've kind of been flip-flopping with.
Okay.
But I'm just going to put Texas Roadhouse at two.
Texas Roadhouse, you said?
Yeah. I've just... That place is good.
Yeah, no, I'm actually glad you put it up there.
I used to not like that place.
Oh, that's interesting.
I used to. And then... I started going more recently, and it is phenomenal.
It might have even made number one on my list.
No, it almost did. I've been
I'm interested to see what you put above it because I love Texas Roadhouse.
It is really
good. Yeah, so number one, I have Five Guys.
Okay.
That's a good list.
Interesting.
Yeah, Five Guys is just amazing.
It is. Five Guys is so good, but...
Oh, yeah. One time...
It's expensive.
Shit.
One time I found a hair in my Five Guys too. So
that's terrible. Fries or burger?
Burger.
Mm.
Like bit that's in and then I like had it like
yeah.
I could feel the hair in my mouth. And then I like looked in and I like pulled the long hair out of my burger.
Oh.
If I ever had that experience, I probably would not make
it. Yeah, so I'm just letting you know, like that has happened to me. So I mean, I still love Five Guys, you know, always. I'll never be like, no, I'm not gonna go there because I found hair there once. I'm just saying, rough experience for me.
What do you guys get on the burger typically?
I'm big on the jalapenos, some lettuce, ketchup, pickles, you know.
Yeah,
ketchup, mustard, pickles, grilled onions.
I knew you got mustard on it.
Why?
That's weird.
No, it's not. Do mustard on your burger? So good, especially like with ketchup, and also mustard only on hot dogs.
I had mustard for the first time like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's so crazy to me that you've just tried mustard.
Love mustard.
Yeah. It's good.
23 years on this earth, Luke. 23, right, Luke? You just tried mustard.
I mean, it took him how long to try peanut butter and jelly?
Exactly. That's ridiculous.
That's 21
years. 21 years. It took him like 19 to try an Italian combo.
So what about what about like Wendy's? That didn't make your list, Luke?
No, I don't really like Wendy's. Really? That much.
What about the spicy nugs?
Yeah.
What?
I used to enjoy Wendy's a lot more, but now it's just I have no interest in going. Really.
I think Wendy's is probably the best out of like McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's.
Yeah, I agree.
You what about like what places did you leave off the list that you felt like could have gotten in over Taco Bell maybe?
Shake Shack.
Okay.
The one time I had Shake Shack wasn't that good, if I'm being real.
I had it not that long ago when I went to the Nets game.
And that's what I did. Well, I went to Barclays and I go to the Nets game. But...
Yeah, no, I enjoyed it a lot. I thought it was very good.
I thought
I like Shake Shack.
Wasn't that good. That's just what I thought. I said, well, I was eating this. I was like, this isn't like what I hyped up to be. And I... Okay. That's pretty much what I'm at. Yeah, that's fine. Did you consider KFC at all?
No.
I'm just had the Cheetos sandwich recently.
I used to really like...
It was like, you know, I was like, all right, yeah, I tried it. That's nice.
That's it, right?
I probably would not get it again, but like, no, I was happy that I tried it. I was like, it was an experience.
Yeah. I just don't think I could eat the Cheetos. Like, I just
KFC.
The Cheetos were a little.
It was way more desirable as a kid, I feel.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
The Cheetos were a little stale on the sandwich, it felt like.
I'm sure they were. They probably opened package for the last, like, week.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't really think about that. And I have no idea what the orange sauce was on it.
It was probably, like, Cheetos just melted.
Yeah, probably. That sounds about right.
Shit like that. Luke, did you consider something that you and I frequent a lot and that Kyler's really not that big of a fan of? Buffalo Wild Wings.
I was wondering if that would make the list.
I almost put it on, but because of the price, I just did.
Right.
But I do love
Buffalo Wild Wings. I'm very anti-Buffalo Wild Wings.
Now, you're more mad about the food or the prices?
Both.
Because the prices are high. I do agree with you.
Prices are high. Food is not that good for a place. Like, for the wings aren't that good to be called Buffalo Wild Wings.
I agree with you there.
Do like their fried pickles.
Yeah, that's fair.
They have great mozzarella sticks.
really hard to mess that up.
Oh, but there's different levels to it.
I know. You are a mozzarella connoisseur. Stick connoisseur. Yes, the word I was going to use.
Thank you. It's hard to mess it up. It's rare that I ever have a bad one, but there are levels to it where theirs are they're really good. I actually really enjoy them.
Marinara
sauce is good.
I enjoy their fried pickles. That's usually my go-to when I do go there now. I went somewhat recently after work one day.
I think the environment is a big factor too, you know?
Yeah, I get that.
You know, that's really the draw.
It is a nice environment. The beer is actually a pretty good price there.
They do. I think they have like $2 Miller Lights on whatever day.
Yeah, no.
The food is just so expensive.
Yeah, it's a bonus. It's a consolation, we'll call it. But I think it's an all right spot. I mean, I've gone there a billion times in my life, so.
Yeah, whatever.
Anything else that we missed there, Luke?
Chili's is good.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Chili's.
Shout out to Jake.
Yeah, Jake loves Chili's.
Jake, what about like Subway?
Subway, I'm not really
big on. I like Subway.
I like Subway.
Again, I just liked it. I liked it more as a kid. I just don't really like
Subway. You have to know what you're getting. You have to know what you're getting. You're getting Subway.
And being that I'm very uncultured.
Yeah, that's true.
It doesn't suit me.
There's a Jersey Mike's down in Wappingers now. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Oh, I did not know
Never
that.
Had
I
didn't it.
Go there because...
Yeah, I went there for the first time. It was decent. I don't know. It wasn't like...
Is it better than Subway?
I don't know. Probably like fresher ingredients and stuff. Kind of depends on like what experience you're looking for.
Yeah, okay. I got you. I actually get the meatballs from Subway. Delicious.
Okay, that's the worst thing you can get from Subway. I don't know if you have heard the stories about the meatballs there, but they are
I haven't. Don't tell me. So I don't want to listen.
I'm going to find them and I'm going to let you know.
Do not send me those stories, please. Do not send me those
stories. I just want you to know what you're getting into.
I really do. Meatball marinara. It's good. I've never really had an issue with it, so. That or the steak and cheese, because the Chipotle Southwest sauce. Oh, my God. That shit is unbelievable.
Oh. The Chipotle Southwest sauce is key.
Yeah, yeah, that's crazy.
That's what I get. Ham, turkey, bacon, lettuce, pickles, Chipotle Southwest sauce.
Mm, that sounds pretty good, actually.
Yeah, there you go.
It's not too bad. Oh, Lordy. anything else?
No. I think that covers it.
We're all set?
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm just starting to look for why not to order meatballs from Subway.
Yeah, well, we're going to end it before you can tell me, I think. So, as right. It is now it. Past midnight here on the East Coast.
Yeah, thanks, Luke.
Yeah. as always, appreciate everybody for listening. Download, rate 5 stars. Every little bit helps. Apple Music, Spotify, pretty much anywhere you can get podcasts. Actually, we are pretty much all over the place now. And yeah. So thanks for listening, guys, and we'll see you next time. I'll tell you no matter.